You can do the start then. You can do the cheesy, make it less cheesy.
So just start. Slimming World Food for Thought and podcast.
No, that's just
oh, that's the
tea. That's a tea.
Oh, that's a tea.
Thought. Otherwise it'd say though.
I'm dyslexic, so it's fine.
You don't need to read it. You could just say
I know,
it.
I know.
Maybe we need to like...
Yeah, maybe I just need to find my natural side to it. Slimming World Food for Thought podcast, where we offer you spoonfuls of motivation to help keep you on track and achieve your weight loss that you really, really want. And be the person that you've always dreamed of being.
Just go, hello, welcome to another episode.
Hello and welcome to another episode with me, Anna Mangan, and...
Claire Freeman. Well, the name of the podcast has Slimming World Podcast, but it also has Food for Thought, because what we feel that this might be able to sneak into your brain a little bit, just help you rethink things, because we've all done it in this particular journey where we just get stuck every so often, or when we're first starting out, that overwhelming feeling where you kind of reading the book and things are sinking in, and there's just a lot to kind of take on board. So the Food for Thought is helping you think more about the choices that you're making and enjoy the food that you're eating, and help you just to kind of try and stay on plan as much as you want. And these podcasts, you can listen to this again and again and again. They don't have to be a particular time or a particular month. We hope that by the words that we say, that you can just have this spoonful of motivation whenever you need it. And that's at the very core of what we're aiming to do in this podcast.
I think the reason that that's so important to us is because we're not affiliated to Slimming World in any way. We are like member, consultant, but also on our personal journeys. So we just want to know, let you know that where we're coming from is really, really our personal views about our weight loss and our journeys. And we're in no way medically trained. I think that's something we should probably let you know. We're not doctors, we're not nutritionalists, but we are here to give you the wisdom of what we've been through and the knowledge we've kind of gained and our understanding of food optimizing. But yeah, please don't take anything we say as medically kind of right. The right thing to say.
Always
right.
Use common sense.
Yeah.
Apparently. People have that. Yeah. We don't, no. But we'd hope to. And we obviously want to be led by your ideas and your thoughts. If there are things that are cropping up, whether you're going to group, whether you're weighing in at group and then disappearing, or you're going to do the journey online by yourself, then send us your ideas. We've set up an email address so that you can reach us. The email address is slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. Simples.
We've also got an Instagram. We'd love you to get on there and start kind of sharing your ideas and what you're feeling and thinking about us. We are at Slimming World Podcast, so it doesn't get simpler than that. We are at Slimming World Podcast, aren't we, Claire?
Yes,
we are. I was just looking at her in that I'm not a newsreader way. Is that the right term?
Yes. Did you go all smashy and nicey?
Yeah. Never that talented. Let us know what you're feeling. Tag us in your pictures. Let us know what you're eating, what you're drinking, how you're feeling, how you're motivated, because I am always on Insta. We love to share a little bit of what's going on in our food optimizing lives as well, and a bit of real life from me as a mama of a toddler and Claire as a just crazy journalist on the run running around. Oops.
Again, our insurance cannot cope with this.
It's like when I outed that lady in group the other day, I said she was on the game. I didn't mean she was on the game. I meant she'd upped her game. So all comes out of my gob, doesn't it? But yeah, it is really important that you know these are our personal views, ladies and gents. No one else's. We've not been paid, have we?
No.
Just doing it out of the goodness of our hearts, souls and mind.
I think that sounds like a reasonable sum up, doesn't it?
Doesn't it? Well, you're just here to hear us waffle for the next 20 minutes. Today, we're going to be hearing all about how Claire's journey started with Slimming World. And do you know what? It's a really, really interesting journey that our gorgeous Claire's been on. starting in 2011 and how she's really changed her world. So Claire, talk me through how you found Slimming World and where you are now and what's happened in between.
That's a lot of questions.
Isn't it? All in one.
You know what? I really similar to you that my issues, I think, with weight started when I was at uni. So I was at uni 2002 to 2005. That gives away how old I am, doesn't it?
Younger than me.
And when I went to uni, I was a size 6. You know, I actually, growing up, didn't really eat a lot. I don't know why, just wasn't really into food. I ate bad. We didn't really do a lot of cooked meals at home. We just kind of did grab and go, a lot of microwave meals. So when I went to university and I started living with other people and seeing how they were cooking, and you start on the old snake bite blacks.
Oh, God.
And then the late night chips, cheese, and mayonnaise. You know, living off pizzas. Your Tesco value tin of baked beans occasionally if you're feeling good, and then, you know, when you get down to the end of the term and you start eating whatever's left in your freezer, and it's like 5 sausages, 2 chicken Kievs, and that's a meal.
Yeah, exactly.
So I didn't really understand the idea about what it was of how to feed yourself. I don't think I'd ever really learnt those lessons. It wasn't something that we had adopted as a family.
Yeah.
So then as I left uni, I was certainly more like a size 10 or 12. But I wasn't weighing myself, you know. And then as I actually found it more difficult when I left uni, that I didn't really know what I wanted to be when I grew up. So I wandered through life for quite a long time. Did 3 different careers, actually, before I landed where I wanted to be, which was in journalism. And then it was kind of quite a tough journey, I think, for me in terms of my mental health as well.
Big part of it.
Yeah, I went back. I studied whilst I was doing 3 or 4 jobs at once. And then I had to make a big decision where the work that I was doing in Birmingham dried up, and I had to make a move. And I decided to move to Manchester. So that was in 2011. So that's a speedy zip through of where I was at. But by the time I moved to Manchester, I was ready to make a lot of changes in my life. I moved away because, you know, a lot of the friends that I'd had had moved away. They'd got married or they'd had kids. I was on the cusp of turning 30, thinking, you know, where are my people? Where am I going?
Who am I?
I need some stability. So I moved up to Manchester, hopefully for work as well, to get a bit of stability, because I've been on short-term contracts for about 4 years at that point. So you can't have a holiday. You have no financial security. Mm. And food had been, really similar to you, a comfort for me.
Yeah, it never rejects your food, does it?
No, and it never says no. And I remember, like, at the peak of it, just before I moved up, I lived on my own. So again, when you live on your own, nobody knows what you're really doing. I remember having in my fridge this amazing cheese box. And so it was a Tupperware, and it had always about 4 or 5 different types of cheese.
Oh, wow.
And so the first thing I would do when I came in was have a glass of wine and then get a variety of cheeses on crackers. And that would be a tea.
Her face. Yeah. Her face lit up when she talked cheese. Oh. Yeah.
And this became kind of quite the norm, really, and it was a comfort. It was a very sedentary life as well. Often I would be so depressed that I would come home from work on a Friday and I wouldn't speak to anyone until Monday. I was really lonely, you know, and slowly over the period of about a year or two, I broached the subject with a couple of mates, but we didn't really know what to do with it. And outwardly, I was showing that I was moving up in my career. I was earning more than I had previously. I was winning awards as well, you know, so I was outwardly very successful, but inside I was actually really, really lonely. And my solution to that was being quite sedentary, tucking myself away and just eating. And because I didn't really understand the lessons behind what the impact was of the choices that I was making, it kind of just creeps over you, quite long and slow process. And by the time I moved to Manchester in 2011, I weighed well over 3.5 stone, what I should have done for my ideal weight. And I saw a banner, and when I was going for a walk in my local area, for Slimming World. And it was at a local church. And I thought, Monday night, I can do Monday night. I was just about to enter onto a fixed shift pattern. And so I walked through the doors and I'm very, very focused that when I make a change or I decide to do something, I'd go do it. I'm very racehorse mentality.
You
Nothing
are determined,
stops me.
Aren't you?
Absolutely. Mm. And so I joined that and I'd never done anything like that before. I'd never done other diets. It was my first time. I was fresh. I was green. I was a virgin when it
Just
came to
Just how we
this.
Like them, yeah.
And for me, it was like a case of going back to school. I really adapted it. I enjoyed learning and I was reading my book, I was looking on the website, I was hearing how people were cooking and I had no idea about how to cook. You know, I had a couple of my staple meals until about 2 years, 3 years before this point, I'd never even eaten fruit other than a banana.
Isn't that amazing?
For me, it was all about the microwave meals.
Yeah.
So my idea of normal food was my junk food, my McDonald's, my fish and chips, my ready meals. And my idea of treat food was actually the home-cooked meals that take you a while. You sit down, you plan, you go get a few fresh spices. So my journey over the last 7 years really has been to swap that around of what my norm and what my treat.
What a game changer.
Yeah, but you know, life kicks in. I went on with those guys to be part of that group for about 2 years, I think. I lost my 3 stone and I was 1 pound off my target. And then
wow.
I moved, only to a different part of the city, but it was without a car, a bit too much effort for me to go to that group. And then I worked different shifts. I was doing night shifts, early shifts, and slowly I just stepped away from it. And I think I've been stuck at that 1 pound off target for about 4 or 5 months, and it's hard.
Soul destroying.
And I walked away, and from 2014 to 2017, heck of a lot of other things happened to me in terms of mental health anyway.
How did that impact you in the weight?
I think when other things become important, you just switch off from that. You switch into your default habits and it just creeps back in without thinking. I mean, it's like not many people know the full details, but in 2015, I had a nervous breakdown and a relationship breakup. And I was kind of even lower than I was when I left Birmingham in the first place. And these things have huge impact on how you perceive
yourself,
your life, how you interact with people. And between 2014 and 2017, I then put on that 3 stone I'd lost and another 3 stone. So I found myself when I walked through your group's doors in January last year with a target of losing 6 stone.
Wow,
so,
how courageous are you?
And I just, again, got to the point where I thought, I'm so tired. I have no energy, and I made again these big decisions, summing up my life in like a series of moments.
Isn't it?
But last year I made a decision to leave a permanent stable job, set up a company on my own and go freelancing. And it was big, it was scary, but it also, I knew that one of the things that I needed to do was really focus on sorting my health, because in order to work for yourself, you need to be healthy. You don't get paid sick.
Physically and mentally, don't you?
Yeah, and I came off antidepressants, and the big game changer for me this year was walking away from alcohol.
Wow.
And obviously setting up and deciding where I want to go in terms of my own destiny and getting out there as a single young woman, dating, having my heart broken, you know, all these kind of things. And what I've found with my work as well has been a lot of it is working on the road.
Yes.
Some of it is night shifts. There is no set routine to what I do. Yeah, and a lot of my friends love eating out and eat all the things that I used to, and they love going out and boozing. So the idea that temptation is always out there has been something that never goes away, but you have to learn the little tricks that you pick up just by practice.
Yeah, and it is practice, isn't it?
Yeah.
So tell me, what made you walk back through Slimming World's doors? Was there any question that it wouldn't be food optimizing to lose the weight? Did you tally and toy with other things?
I think what I'd gotten out of those first couple of years when I joined the first time was the it's not a diet mentality.
Yeah.
That it was okay to do. And I think what I liked about it is the flexibility. And I think I mentioned in the last episode about having something that was flexible and adaptable, because my life is not routine.
No.
I needed it to fit around that. And understanding that when you walk through Slimming World's doors, that you are becoming part of this family, really, and the things that go on in these groups amazed me. It actually intrigued me. So there were times when I'd been with groups where you witness people go and get married, or they get engaged, or they've met the person, and then you go through and see them all the way through to get married.
Yeah.
You see them when they first become pregnant, then they come back after their baby. People who have had severe health diagnosis and then got the all clear or overcoming that, and they're still coming every week. Bereavement, divorce, the essence that you kind of see, the spirit that you see from people, and how they overcome that, that it makes you think, well, I'm going through this, but you know, if that person can do this, then I know I just need to make these small things to get through it too.
It's also an anchor, isn't it? Because I think a lot of people I know have so much turmoil in their lives. Like, the group is that place where they can offload and be safe and be supported and loved, no matter what the scales say.
Yeah.
And a lot of people haven't faced that. Did you find that, do you think?
Yeah. And I think every group that you go to is so different.
Yeah.
And I do encourage people to mix it up. As I've worked on the road, I still go to other groups.
Love this. You're like a touring Slimming Worlder, aren't you?
But I like that, because I think you can never ever assume that you know it all.
No.
No matter how long you've done Slimming World. And sometimes you find that these things are regional as well. Like, I saw my friends a couple of weeks ago, and they go to a group in Birmingham, and they'd never heard of magic pancakes, for instance, or overnight oats.
No, you can't.
But then they were telling me about other things.
Yeah.
You know, so each time you go to a group, you pick up a different perception of how you do this. And having that flexibility, you know, for me, the numbers, focusing on the numbers actually doesn't really work.
No.
But focusing on the bigger things, like not having a takeaway for the whole of 2018, has been a huge achievement.
Can you just say that again?
Yeah.
You've not had a takeaway in the
I was having about two or three a week last year. I was having a bottle of Prosecco most nights.
Easy to do though, isn't it?
You know, when I had a chocolate bar, I'd buy one of those big dairy milk types.
Mm.
And I would sit there and I'd eat the whole thing. I wouldn't just eat two or three bits and then put it away.
No.
So, you know, having those kind of achievements matter more to me than... I love a shiny, don't get me wrong.
You
I love the stickers.
For anybody that doesn't know, it is a sticker that we're talking about there, Claire.
And I've picked up quite a few this year.
You have got award after award after award, haven't you? So just for everyone out there, how much... I know you don't like the numbers necessarily, but you have lost so much weight this year and got some prestigious awards in groups. So do you want to share that with us, what you've achieved?
Yeah, I'm teetering on the 4 stone.
And I mean, literally, I think it's a wee away, isn't it? You're that close to a 4 stone award. And you also crowned our Miss Slinky and our Woman of the Year, weren't you?
Which is lovely, because that's voted by your peers, and that makes such a difference. And people have really, I think this year they've seen that reinvention that I've been going through. I've openly cried and showed my wounds. I think that's life, isn't it?
But you've also shown that it can be done no matter what. You can do it through a breakup, you can do it through traveling and being a journalist, you can do it through giving up the booze and still come out smiling and finding a positive. You can do it while you go on holiday, do you know what I mean? So what do you hope for 2019? What's going to be this weight loss dream and goal there? What are you thinking?
Well, my thing obviously is I would like to get to Target. A couple more stone for me to go to really be in that healthy weight. It sounds like a huge number, doesn't it? 6 stone. It's actually, sometimes you think it's a bit overwhelming, but you just break it down week by week. And my thing is that I'm going to see the Spice Girls in summer, and I've got my Jerry a Union flag dress ready.
It's not a dress. Come on, let's be honest. It is almost a vest.
I mean, my bum cheeks are out at the moment.
Yeah, totally. It would fit my 19-month-old daughter. So you need to get that kind of weight loss to feel absolutely cracking it. But what a motivation that is. You're going to look amazing in it. Are you going to be the new Jerry? Is that your hope?
Well, I've got the red hair.
Exactly. So when are the Spice Girls? When's the aim to get in this beautiful little dress?
Well, summer. It's June or July, somewhere around there. So yeah, you know what? You just keep doing your thing. Keep on trucking. You do what you can week by week. You take it slow. Mm. I'm going to mention this thing about chihuahua steps a lot
now,
in this podcast.
Yes, talk to me about this because I think that is such a great analogy, isn't it? It is teeny little steps.
My mom gave me the best advice. She's a wise woman, is my mom. And she told me to stop taking dinosaur steps to just concentrate on taking chihuahua steps. What? In everything in life.
Yeah.
Stop beating ourselves up. Stop thinking that we're going to... I'm terribly impatient. I mean, today I was in the supermarket going up the travelator with the trolley and I just wanted to get to the top. I'm that kind of impatient. Yeah. I'm like, can I just not push it?
But with weight loss, that's super hard, isn't it?
You cannot. And I definitely had entered this before, thinking perhaps more of that diet mentality, thinking of the numbers a little bit too hard. And instead what I do is, where am I at in terms of my health? What kind of habits am I changing? Mm. And what impact is that having on me?
Psychologically as well is a big impact that it's had. Yeah. And just lastly, clothes. I know that's a really important thing and I've seen you change.
I wear them.
Yeah. Well, she says that, but you can't see it right now. but, you know, do you feel like that's been had an impact in your confidence? Do you feel like you dress differently or you're able to wear new things that you couldn't wear before?
Wearing more colour came out. Getting my first pair of jeans. In fact, I've got four pairs of jeans now for the first time in 5 years. And I had a wardrobe, which I hadn't opened for possibly about 3 or 4 years, of beautiful dresses and all kinds of different things, blazers. And I just would never wear them. I couldn't wear heels because eventually your feet get so heavy. When you've got tiny feet like me, all that weight is just on the balls of your feet.
Well, it also disperses. Yeah. I had chubby feet. Who knew you could have chubby feet?
And wrists. So the weird things that happen, I've got this one belt which is slowly like kind of like disappearing. It's just flapping about now because there's so much wastage of the belt. And then my watch, I've got to get a new strap actually for a present soon.
It's like literally right on the end, isn't it?
Yeah, I know. I've already made a hole in it, but I've gone from the normal hole that was there to like now having to like makeshift maybe a second or a third one.
The things you don't think about, smaller feet and smaller wrists.
But this is what I mean when you step away from the numbers and you kind of think about this. And someone gave me a good bit of advice a few years ago that whenever you're doing this kind of transformation, to always at the start of your journey write about what your starting points are.
Yes.
And not just the weight, but the other aspects. Like for you, it was your BMI.
Yeah.
That was a big focus for you. It wasn't necessarily about the weight on the scales.
No.
So it's finding what they are. And who would have thought that how fat your watch strap is even on the list?
Well, there you go. That's a new one on me. After 18 years, I've never had someone tell me their wrist is smaller. So there you go. Pearls of wisdom for you guys today. What more could you want? So have you got any thoughts on anything that you feel like you haven't achieved in 2018 that you're going to make sure happen food-wise in 2019? Is there any more big changes to come?
I think the big thing for me is going to be looking at how I approach body magic in a slightly different way.
Yes.
So I exercise... I don't like the word. I think we've talked about this off mic before. For me, it's a way of getting from A to B. I haven't had a car for the past few years. I'm about to get one, which is going to change things up. But also thinking about how it opens doors, because I think I've gone from doing the fat burning way of thinking of things. And now I need to step it up with cardio and weightlifting. And I don't like that thought, but I've got to find a solution that's going to work for me. So it's going to be an interesting journey over the next few months.
I think we're going to have a lot of fun talking about body magic, because for me, the weightlifting and the cardio is really exciting, whereas the fat burning is terrifying. So you never know what combination we could get to. Oh, Claire, I'm so glad that we've got to hear all about you and all about kind of what makes your Slimming World life tick and how far you've come. It's amazing, isn't it? When you get to the nitty gritty, you don't realise what people are battling. On next week's episode, we are all, just me and Claire, we're going to be talking about New Year, New You, It's really exciting, kind of new year, new start, isn't it?
I think it seems like a really relevant subject, whether you are starting your journey again or the first time, or whether you've been on this long path for a while and you're ready to kind of take it to the next level. You've got a goal in mind, you've got a number in mind, or maybe you've got target, just like me, you've got target in mind. Whatever it is, then let's just take 20 minutes out, have a chat about this, you have a listen, and see if you can kind of start to think about what your goals might be for 2019.
Yes, and don't forget to subscribe, because we are there for you to have whenever you want us, when you're going on your run, when you're in the car, when you're a bit bored. So subscribe on the normal ways. Also, drop us an email. What's our email, Claire? Can you remember?
slimmingworldpodcast@gmail.com. As we said, we're not official, but we just thought that was the easiest way for you to remember.
Yes. Also, our Instagram. Get following on there. We are at slimmingworldpodcast. Also, hashtag us. I can never say that in anything you're doing. And let us know what you'd like to hear about.
It's all important. You can guide us through some of the subjects that you would like us to broach. And if we have a word or two to share about it, then we will. Or if we need to go and do a bit of research, then we'll go and do some digging, especially to make sure that we're talking about the things that you want. But we'll see you next episode when we get our thinking caps on and get prepping for an amazing 2019.